My name is Dan Dillon. I'm the media coordinator for District Attorney Mark Bennett. And before that, I was the news director at KFDI Radio for 34 years. I was born on a farm west of Omaha, Nebraska. Met my wife when I was a senior in high school, and we celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary not too long ago. I remember when I was working in Omaha, Jimmy Carter beat Mr. Ford for the presidency, and Gerald Ford was scheduled to speak in Omaha. At the time, Mr. Carter had a finance director who had gotten into trouble, and I think it was Burt Lance. I thought it would be good to interview Mr. Ford to see what he thought about Mr. Carter's finance director. And he was going to speak at downtown Omaha, and I remember standing on one corner of this building on the outside on the sidewalk, and two black vehicles pulled up down the block. I ran towards the president with my tape recorder, my microphone in my hand, and I was saying, "Mr. President, Mr. President." He stopped. The two Secret Service people let me move between them, and I asked him real quick, "Sir, could you tell me what your thoughts are about Mr. Lance?" He gave me a 19-second bite of audio that later went national because ABC picked it up.
I've traveled every road in this here land.
I was working at a radio station in Omaha. That radio station was purchased by the owners of KFDI Radio here in Wichita. At that time, it was old Mike Oatman and Mike Lynch. And then I worked for them as a news reporter in Omaha for 2 years. And it was in 1979 that they moved me down here to become the news director at KFDI. When I first entered that building, there were just two radio stations, KFDI AM and KFDI FM. And at the time, KFDI FM was only on the air for a short period of time each day. They were not a 24-hour-a-day radio station. KFDI AM was. That was the big gun. Old Mike was on in the morning. So many personalities like Little Donnie Doodad, Jerry Attaboy Adams, Willie Wheelchair, Buddy Nichols, those were the people that I first started working with. I have to tell you a story about when I first heard KFDI. I had already been hired. I had never heard KFDI before. And my wife and I on a Friday night are driving down from Omaha, and I couldn't believe my ears because Buddy Nichols was in an argument with Willie Wheelchair on the air, and they were yelling at each other. And I said, "What kind of radio is this? What am I getting into?" There was no radio like that in Omaha. That's what people enjoyed listening for. It was the personality-driven DJs and the breaking news and the severe weather coverage all together that made KFDI. I thought we did too much breaking news. So much was focused towards that. We didn't need to cover every car wreck. We didn't need to cover every shed fire, for example. We started covering more city council meetings, more school board meetings, county commission meetings. We started a program called Encompass that was on Sunday nights. It was a one-hour program. Those were longer interviews. We never lost the focus of breaking news, but we added other news to our newscasts, which were 5 minutes at the top of each hour. And then we would do about a minute and a half to 2 minutes at the bottom of each hour. At 7 a.m., we would do a 15-minute newscast. At 5 p.m., we would also do a 15-minute newscast. And then at noon, we did a 10-minute newscast. So there was quite a bit of news on KFDI at that time. Several people telling us that the coverage either saved their lives or saved friends of theirs. I'll never forget, a man walked into the front doors at KFDI and he asked for John Wright. John was out covering a story at the time, so I walked up to the lobby and he had tears in his eyes. And I said, come back to my office. We'll talk. I found out that this man had left work on the day of the Andover tornado, which was April 26th of 91, and was driving east on U.S. Highway 54. He told me that he heard John Wright describing the tornado that had just struck McConnell Air Force Base and was moving towards the town of Andover. That tornado, it's getting ready to cross U.S. Highway 54. If you're driving on 54 Highway, watch out for this tornado. If at all possible, take cover. The man pulled over, and when he did, the tornado passed in front of him across the highway. The man told me that if John had not given him that warning, he would have driven right into it because it was coming at a right angle and he wouldn't have seen it. He was trying to get home. That's all he was focused on. And he wanted to come and tell us personally that that tornado coverage that we did on that day saved his life. I was speechless after he said that. I sat there and I said, well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us that. Working as a media coordinator for the district attorney, one responsibility I have there is letting people know what goes on in the district attorney's office. Mark Bennett found out when he was running that many people had no idea what happens in the district attorney's office. And I feel like part of my responsibility is to let the public know what goes on. So it's very fulfilling. I feel like I'm doing something for the community. I answer all the media calls, so I'm on the other side when it comes to that. And when I first started, I thought, I have to have all the answers. When they call, I've got to have an answer right away. Well, that's not the case. I'm not an attorney. I don't know all the answers. Probably never will. But my job is to find the answer. It's great to win and toast to pay on life's highway. There is hope with every turn, a bridge to build, a bridge to burn. Here's hoping you never go astray on life's highway. We are young, then we're old, passing through, then passing on, like the road.